please. Okay. Before prayer, let's read some Bible verses and ponder about the Word of God. Then we will pour our heart before God. Okay. This one, first turn to Psalm chapter 5. In the morning is very important. So every day we have to wisely use our morning time. Psalm chapter 5, verse 2. Psalms chapter 5, verse 2. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. 3. My voice you should hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. This is the morning prayer. When we use our heart to pray and pour out our soul before Him, God will hear, and He will bless us and according to our heart. As long as we set our heart right before Him, and our prayer, definitely God will hear. He will answer it. Okay. So today, we have a very precious time, all the youth gathered here, and also we have a very, very honorable status before God. Once we are in the Christ, we have been changed, even though we are in this world, but not of this world. We are the spiritual, the seed of Abraham. Turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians. Galatians chapter 4, verse 26. Chapter 3, verse 26. Chapter 3, 26. Chapter 3, 26. Here, Bible says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." 27. "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." 28. "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." 29. "And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and heir according to the promise." So today, in spiritually speaking, we are the seed of Abraham. So the message in the Deuteronomy, when Moses, talked to the family of Israel, is very important to us. We have to hear. And whatever he said to the Israel, blessing or curse, we must take it, because this message is talking to us. So this morning, I want you to Deuteronomy chapter 4 as a mutual encouragement, major message. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. "Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgment which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you to. You should not add to the word which I command you, nor detract from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. 3. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did at the Baal Peor. For the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who follow Baal or Peor. 4. But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. 5. Surely I have told you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. 6. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all the statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. 7. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it, as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? 8. And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? 9. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest you depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren. 10. Especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in the Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. This message gives us a very clear exhortation from Moses. First, we have to hear and obey. Because if we hear, then we may live. And we can go in to possess the land, which is the heavenly kingdom. We can, because right now, in spiritually, actually we are going to possess the heavenly kingdom. Our hope is above, not on this earth. Because no matter how long we live on this earth, one day we will all depart. But we know the ultimate God is in heaven. So if we can hear and obey the commandment of God, then we have confidence we will go in and to possess the heritage. And something is very important. We neither addition nor deletion to the word which Moses has commanded, which means we have to be careful to observe it. Use our heart. We cannot use our human logic to say this is not important, this is not critical. We have to faithfully to follow. Just like in verse 2, I think Moses, he used an example. When Israel, they are in the wilderness, when they arrived in the city called Peor, and the city, actually they worship Baal. So that's why this place is called Baal Peor. This incident is actually recorded in Numbers chapter 25. If you have time, you can go to look at. Israel people, they actually in this incident, they commit two sins. In Numbers chapter 25, it records they worship the idols. And then besides worshiping idol, they commit adultery. Or the Israelites, they commit adultery with the women of the Moab. So from this point of view, what kind of the commandment they have deleted or take it off. In Ten Commandments, if people commit adultery and also worshiping idol, basically they already get rid of the second and the seventh commandments, right? So they modify the God's commandment. Not long ago, actually, in the wilderness, in the Mount Sinai, God very clearly to command them, this is the Ten Commandments, which is God used his own finger to write on the tablet. And they have been repeated to remind about the commandments. But the people of Israel, they just take it out. They don't take it seriously. So that's why here in verse three, Moses said, for those who didn't commit the sins are alive, every one of us, every one of you in these days. But for those who commit sins, die in the wilderness, because at that incident, God used the plague to cure those who commit sins. So we must be very careful, hear and obey faithfully. Then in verse 5 and 6, Moses reminded them, be careful to observe the statutes and the judgment as God commanded. The reason is because this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of people. If we can keep God's commandment, even though we are not smart, we are not clever enough when we compare with others, but still, we will be wisdom. We have understanding and we get favor in the sight of God. I know a sister who, she is a professor and especially in education. Because he is a professor and also actually and chair in the department for education. And all her students actually are teaching in the school, either in elementary school or in the high school. So she is a professional in education, how to educate a student, especially also she also is, have specialty in special education. But she cannot educate her own daughter because her daughter have a blood cancer when she was at six years old. And because it goes through all the chemotherapy and the treatment, the daughter's brain has been damaged. So she became tardy in learning. And also in almost every aspect, she was unable to perform just like a normal kid. And just in the incident, her teacher is the student of the mother. Because in that area, almost all the teachers from the same school. So when this sister looked at her own daughter, she just feels so embarrassed to all her students, because whatever she taught to the students, her own daughter cannot take it. And so this to her, this is a very, very, it's a tragedy to her, in her mind. And not only that, her husband actually is a doctor. And especially in pediatrics, to treat the kids. But both husband and wife cannot teach or cannot hear their own daughter. No any solution. So the only thing they can do is just put their trust in Jesus. And also, because of the mercy of God, the daughter survived through the blood cancer. Now she was about 20, 22 years old now, about your age. But during her learning process in the elementary and the high school age, teenager, because her brain has been damaged since from childhood, her parents have no hope to her. Just consider if this daughter can be safely grow up and then can have her own life by her own, not have to rely on others, that's enough. That's the blessing enough. So the parents just say, we just pray to God and teach this daughter to be able to keep the commandment of God, or hear, as long as she can hear and obey, that's enough. Okay, and when the daughter is going in her teenage, the parents just keep emphasizing, you have to rely on God. Whatever you do, you pray, because now you are not as smart as others. So what can you do? You just keep God's commandment. So every Sabbath day, you go to church to observe it, and every day you kneel down and pray. Before you study, you pray, and God will give you wisdom. So this daughter take the word, and when she read the Bible, she read this verse. If I can observe and obey the God's commandment, this become my wisdom and my understanding. So she followed the instruction, listen to the word of God. And do you know what happened? Nobody expect this daughter can go to college. Not just college, actually, when she was admitted into the college, her major is in painting. She went to the Taiwan Yishu Dashui. Do you know what is that? The University for Art in Taiwan. This is the best in art school. And when she passed the test, almost everyone surrounding her just cannot believe, how come this girl can pass the test? And actually, her skill is not that good, but so miraculous. She got favor in front of all the judge, because they have to pass the painting practice, and then they were just like a music major. You have to play music and recital and get the commit and to be accepted because you are good enough. So this is just an example. This daughter, she just put all her trust to God. So no matter what deficit she had, not smart. Sometimes maybe her mother testified to me. In her childhood, the mother never see the daughter smile because the damage of her brain. But thank God, right now she can laugh, and you can see her smiling. Something impossible from the point of man, God changed it, become possible. So just like here, Moses remind us, hear and obey. And this is our wisdom and understanding. So if we can be careful to observe the statutes and judgment or commandment, it's very important. So since from our youth, from this stage, this age of our whole life, if we can put our trust in Jesus, we learn it one by one. Gradually, we will experience how great our God are. So take heed to your heart, just like in verse 9, let's repeat it. Take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest you depart from your heart all the days of your life. So we have to take listen to. Listen to yourself. Take heed. Be careful. And diligently keep ourselves, especially our heart. So we will not forget the things we see. Because during the MITs, we will hear a lot of the encouragement. We will hear the testimonies. Okay. Sometimes we'll experience God's love during the prayer or in the class. So if we can take heed to these things, then we will be edified greatly. And we will not, our heart will not depart from all, you know, all of the statutes or the commandment of God. So that's why God said in verse 10, okay, I will let them hear my words that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth. We are here to learn how to fear God from all different kinds of perspectives, from the word of God, from the power of the Holy Spirit, from the fellowship with other members. We can all experience how great and how precious is this opportunity, so we can pray together, learn together. So we have to know, consider, keep it. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 39. Therefore, know this day and consider it in your heart, that the Lord himself is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. There is no other. So our Lord, our God is the only God, only one true God. 40. You should therefore keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord your God is giving you for all time. So learn and be careful to observe it. And this commandment, this covenant, actually this is a covenant, is made with us, not just for Israelites, because now we are Israelites spiritually. So turn to chapter 5, verse 1. Then Moses called all Israel and said to them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgment which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn that, you may learn them and be careful to observe them too. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. 3. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us. Those who are here today, all of us who are alive. Now, this is our turn. We have to take the lesson from all of the past, the history of Israel. If we can hear and obey, then God promised he will be with us. And this will be our wisdom and understanding. And we will become children of God. Indeed, we have hope in heaven. So this morning, let's all try to keep our mind pure and use this time. We pray together. Make a determination. We want to keep God's commandment. No addition, no deletion. Okay? Let's all come forward and pray together.